Yes, so what does Rashi say in my Amen? So Rashi says, let's take all the information together, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so Rashi over here says, Kel Melech Neman.
Rashi where?
In Shabbos.
Kufitas?
Yeah, on the base. Kach Meir Al Boro, Shehu Kel Melech Neman. So what are we made for? Right? Okay. Kel Melech Neman. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi and Sanhedrin.
Right.
It's Kufir Aleph from an Aleph.
Yeah, Kufir on the top.
Kufir Aleph on the top. My Amen.
Yeah. Oh, so Kufir Aleph.
You see, they're making a mistake. It doesn't mean Shomer Amunim Shomer Amen. It doesn't mean that the person should try to say 100 Amens. What it means is that the person is the one who's nizer in saying Amen when the opportunity arises. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to go around saying Amen. What?
It says B'chol Kofa, it doesn't say Harve or something.
Not here.
Not here, it doesn't say B'chol
Kofa. No, it doesn't?
No.
Amen
B'chol
Kofa?
No.
Shabbos says it or
no?
No. That's something Yishmar.
That's Yishmar Rabba.
I thought that's awesome.
No. This is a question when he gets Olam Haba. According to Inch in Sanhedrin.
And that's a funny one.
You tell him about if he answers Amen?
Yeah. Mishah
Sheyom Amen. When's a kid learns how to say Amen?
Right, when's a kid get Olam Haba? There's a lot of different Jesus.
When does a kid
get Olam Haba again if he dies?
Yeah. That's what the whole Gemara is, yeah.
Right.
So she just say it's Misha.
It's not true.
When he learns Torah, right? Sipir.
We just have in Shabbos?
And one of the answers when he says
Olam
Haba?
Yeah.
He's able to say Amen.
When he's able to say Amen?
Misha Sheyomer Amen. Shnara Pesachu, Sharon Biyavo Beit Sadek, Shomer Amen. Atheprei Shomer Amen, El Shomer Amen. Shomer Amen.
The question is, it's not a question of Olam Haba in terms of like Sklar. It means that they'll come back. It says, Rashi says, Misha Shenizra. That's one sheet. Meshosha nikla razera b'mei isha. Afilu hipilo imo v'nimcha yesh lo chelek lo'osid. Dechsiv zeri yavdenu v'hachi hama v'ksubas per basra. Yeah, so it means the loss of love. It doesn't mean it's a chiluk no Olam Haba in terms of stop. But it means he's Zeri Yisrael, so they'll come back for to complement the whole Knesset Yisrael when the transformation takes place. Okay, my you see Rashi on the Sanhedrin Kufir Aleph. So what does he say?
She'onin al kol bracha bracha amen heich mashma kabbalas Yerushalayim.
So what's the answer?
Kel Melech Neman be
Neutrikon. That's right. The
acronym.
Yeah.
She Me'amin Olav Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
She Me'amin Olav Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean? It means he testifies, like Rashi says here, that he testifies. He's Me'amin Olav, that he relates to God in a way that he's Ma'amin God upon himself. Right. Okay? He's Ma'amin God upon himself. It's an interesting expression. It's Ma'amin God upon himself. It's not that he... In other words, it's like a mice of Kabbalah Samal HaShemayim. Right. He's Ma'amin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Atzmo. That's what he's doing.
Somebody asked yesterday.
Yes.
So how is it when someone makes a broccoli on a tomato?
You'd be Ma'amid.
What's the question?
I mean, how you would be Ma'amid? How's like about someone trying to make a bracha on a tomato? You say Amen. How you be Ma'amid?
Okay, so the question, what's the Gemara saying here?
I thought you were giving it.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving
it. Okay, good.
All right, so we have to understand that what's the Gemara's problem? I think there's an amazing sensitivity over here. Especially, the way Rashi interprets, I know without Rashi, I don't know what we do, but the way Rashi interprets really opens it up. But there's an amazing sensitivity over here in my Amen. What's bothering Gemara, my Amen? Vansi, Shamin, Amen. Amen is a confirmation. Right? It's a confirmation, so you confirm it. So what's the problem? So from the answer, you see what the problem. Well, Rashi says, my Amen, he says, Heyach Mashma Kabbalas Yiras Shemayim. Kabbalas Yiras Shemayim. So what does Rashi mean? You have to define the Rashi a little bit, a little definition there.
I think it is based on the earlier Gemara in Sanhedrin, because it's talking about the Yira, the Tinok, when the Tinok gets on Abba, and he says the Ema, because the positive
okay.
says the Ema. So there, I
think. Mishoshanimo, once in Mishoshanimo?
Yeah, that's that one, the Shoshanimo. He puts a positive that says the Ema.
Mishoshanimo.
Yeah, you really keep reading that, the positive that he quotes.
It says Ani Ani. The Goa Minoar Nasasi the Goa Minoar Nasasi Emecha.
Right,
the
footnote.
That's a
Rashi there.
It
says that's in the Emecha, I think it's.
The Goa Minoar, Afpishani Oni Gviasi Chashuva Gvia, Roy Lomar Lai Vayigva Vayosef, Komus Zochani Lasa Lavo, Tetzadikim Shemelam Gvia, Ome Emasa Mishoshani Nosein Emecha. Upardecha. Afuna Misgalgelis Ushuna the Ushuna Lai. Vahainu Mila Shabsara Shalom Anu Mishamrim Me Masa Shalakarishbar. Afuna Lashanofen. Okay, so what trash
do you want? So I think so. That's the thing is the Emecha is a reference to Bris. So then I think he's saying the next sheet that says, no, it's not Bris, but it's when he says Amen. So then Rashi's saying, well, what's Amen? How is Amen a reference to Ema, to Yerushalayim?
Right, but that's true. But the Gemara is my Amen and Shabbos, too.
Yeah,
it's not talking about that.
No, that's true.
So it's the same question, basically. I mean, but it applies here, too.
And I'm saying the Rashi was saying is a Heich Mamakabal Yerushalayim, although I think it's better than that, you know.
Over here.
Rashi and Shabbos doesn't say that part.
No, but he does say in the answer.
Yeah. The answer is the same.
Same thing.
Yes.
What is it in the answer? Kach meir al-boro shehu kil melech neman. So I think the pshat is like this. The pshat is... There's two problems. I mean, yeah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is concerned about the its reference to the child, to showing his yira. Yeah. But it's the same problem that the Gemara has. What is it in Shabbos as well? What is the problem? The problem is that the Gemara is sensitive to the idea that a person doesn't have a right to say amen. Person doesn't have a right. In other words, the person says, Baruch Hashem l'kan malach ha'olam amos lech min ha'aretz. So the guy says, I confirm that. Who is he to confirm it? I mean, it's a chutzpah. Mela, the guy that says the bracha, so he's saying the bracha and he's saying the shevach l'kodesh baruch hu, and in order to be matir the achila, so he has a right to do it. But the person that answers amen, he's answering amen on the context on the content of the bracha, and he's not answering. The amen isn't on Baruch Tod Hashem. It's not as if he said those words. It's amen on the content, mm-hmm. namely saying Bar Pir Gofen.
But isn't it to give that shabbat?
Yeah. What's the matter to give the shabbat?
Isn't there a principle that if you hear someone giving shabbat to Hashem, you can't be quiet? Yeah, you must respond.
Yeah, I understand, but how could you do it?
Because not to do so would be a gnai.
But to do so is also a gnai, Gemara's asking. That's the Gemara's question. It's also a gnai. Because what are you confirming? What are you, who are you to confirm?
In other words, he has a matir because he wants to eat the thing.
He's saying Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu.
Right.
And then he's saying what? So that's the matir because it's Shvacha Shomaka Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. But Amen is going on the latter part. Amen is a verification.
Right. So you're not talking about the Amen where you're saying it to be Yotze.
Right.
It's just in terms of
right.
Why isn't Amen on the whole thing?
Because that's not what Amen means. Amen is a confirmation on the essential content of the statement.
Well, isn't the essential content in the first part? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam.
Why is it one long statement?
Why are you separating the two?
It's two things. It's two statements there.
What's your matter for that also?
Yeah, the other question is, what's your matter altogether? Because he uses his matter because he's doing the mitzvah or saying...
Right, even if it's part of it, it's the whole statement. I mean, where do you have a matter to do it?
You're hearing a statement.
You can't just go on and say...
Mistake. The Amen is only on the statement. It's not on every word in the bracha. The Amen is on the essence of the statement. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. So you're saying Amen. What you're saying is that it's true that God is Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz.
Right.
That's the essential statement. It's not that the Amen is a verification of every word the guy said. It's just the essential statement. In other words, Bar Priyat said God is where you are. Amen.
How do you know that? What's you say that?
But that's what Amen is. Amen is you confirm. And just like one says Amen, Amen. So the confirmation is not a recital of every word in the text of the statement. A confirmation is on the essential essence that you're talking about.
But if the whole bracha only exists,
Amen is a confirmation on what the sipur dvarim of the bracha is. On the sipur dvarim of the bracha, that's what the Amen is. The Amen isn't, you're not saying Amen, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Let's say a person said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam and he stops. There's no Amen. You don't say Amen. The Amen is on the content of what. The essence of what the sipur dvarim is in the bracha, and the sipur dvarim is that God created the fruit or the wine or whatever. Okay, so the confirmation when you confirm something, you confirm the essence of the statement. In other words, you can't confirm everything. Confirmation has to be muchach that it's on a certain thing. So what are you confirming? You're confirming that God is Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. That's what you're confirming. You're not confirming Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But I'm saying God is the Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz.
That's right.
Melech Haolam is the one who is Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz.
No, but you're not confirming that he's the Melech Haolam. Right.
No, but you're saying that the Melech Haolam is Motzei
you're saying God is Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. That's what you're confirming. Elokeinu Melech Haolam is a side point in the bracha. Bracha Tod Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So when you say Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that's like there's a comma there. Hashem is who? Elokeinu Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. But the content, the essential content, is simply you confirm an event or you confirm a maisa. That's what the confirmation is.
You confirm the baruch. Right. It's a bracha. Are you confirming the baruch, or are you just confirming the Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz?
Just confirming the Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz.
His statement is a baruch, that the Motzei Lechem is baruch because of Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz.
Yeah, that's right. But
there's also confirmation of God.
I'm telling you, the confirmation cannot be on every word. The confirmation is only on one thing, that it's true. What is true? Not that you're not saying it's true that God is baruch. Otherwise, you would not say Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. You say every bracha, baruch Atah Hashem, or again, Melech Haolam. That's it.
So
the essence, the bracha is telling you, the essential idea in the bracha is that God is Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. That's the sipur dvarim in the bracha. That's the sipur dvarim in the bracha. Okay. Now it's constructed in a way that the mevorech should praise God, and therefore that's the motif for the Mevorach. Because he's saying Baruch, and he's saying it Hashem Elokeinu. Okay? But the Sfiras Dvarim, the event of, so to speak, of the Bracha, is simply the fact that God does that. That's what you're confirming. You're confirming the Sipur Dvarim. It's confirmation on the confirmation is on the Sipur Dvarim. Okay? So, just a second.
The question is, what's the Matya for?
What's that? I think I have a right. The Gemara says, Eis Fei Levi the Rebbe, and Daf Mem Tes. And so he says, Ein Chos Mim Mishtayim. Okay, so the Gemara says, Our Oretz V'Hamazon, so Ein Chos Mim Mishtayim. So the Gemara says, no, it means Oretz the Mafka Mazon. Okay. So it means that the Bracha is on Maisa Bracious. So the essence of the bracha is really the Maisa Bracious in the bracha. Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz, Haaretz V'Hamazon. It's the Maisa Bracious. So you're confirming the Maisa Bracious, but you're not confirming Baruch Atah Hashem. You can't be confirming too many things, because the confirmation is always going to be on one thing. You're confirming something. Amen doesn't say I confirm everything. Amen says is enough to say it's enough to confirm one thing in the statement. And the confirmation is on the Sipur Dvarim, on what's the event here, so to speak. It's not a real event, but it's an ongoing
phenomenon.
Why is it an
event? You don't need a matir. So you're not saying you don't need a matir. So all you're doing is you're confirming the essence of the statement. That's all you're doing.
What do you mean you don't need a matir?
Because you're not eating anything.
Oh. So isn't it? You need less the matir.
I mean, not in a different way. You don't need a matir to eat. So the one that needs the matir to eat, he has to say the essence is the baruch. Okay. And the one that's listening, he's saying, "Oh man, I confirm what he said." Now, what did he say? The secret one. There's Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. That God is the Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. Okay. That's the amen. The Amen is the confirmation on what takes place, what you're saying, the phenomenon. So the Gemara's question is, my Amen means, what right do you have to do this without Kabbalah Sira Shemayim? You see, you have no right to do that, because you need a matir. Where's the Shevach? It's just like he comes along and he's confirming that God creates fruit. Okay? You follow?
No.
I don't follow.
But even if
that has been stated over here, and you mechuyev to confirm it.
But what right do you have to confirm it?
There's no problem with the right to confirm it. Because the other person is mentioning Shvachas V'Allah Hashem, welcome, you're standing there. So you say yes, you confirm it. You mechuyev to confirm it. Otherwise, it would look like you're in denial of it.
Fine, you have a right to confirm
it. Or it's also you confirming.
So what's the problem? Because he's saying about Tashon Kenlachol, that he's saying a good Shevach, and you're confirming it.
And you're confirming the essence of the Shevach that God is Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. You're not confirming Baruch Atah Hashem, because that's only the Mevorech saying Baruch Atah Hashem because of the Shevach, because he needs a Shevach to be Mater. But what you're confirming is the Maaseh Brachos.
You see, you can't possibly confirm an entire statement. There's no,
because there's no reason to confirm the first part.
Otherwise, I have no mind.
You're saying his statement is true. You can't with
it. Listen, he has to say it. He has to say Baruch Atah Hashem because he needs the matir, and he can't be an ochel unless he has a matir of Baruch Atah Hashem of the bracha. But for the guy that's standing on the side, he doesn't need that matir. So he doesn't have to say Baruch Atah Hashem, but he can't deny the Maisa Bracious in the bracha.
So you're splitting a regular bracha that a person makes into two components.
Two components. That's right. That's correct. He's talking about there's two things. He's praising God and saying Baruch Atah Hashem. That's a matir for him to eat, but the guy that's not eating doesn't need that matir. But you talk about Maisa Bracious, like Alaris V'Hamazon, Alaris T'Mafka Mazon. So you can't just stand by when a person is mentioning Maisa Bracious and just act as if you don't agree with it, negate it. So you say, Amen. But the question is, where is your Yerushalayim? That's the question. Where's your Yerushalayim? You understand, if Ami went on Baruch Atah Hashem, but what's a greater Yerushalayim than that? What's Rashi asking?
Well, that's what saying Rashi, that he's going on another part of
the world. No, no, the same thing over here, because he says that he's Mishabeach Bora. What does Rashi say in the answer? It's the same question, just two different effects, but it's the same question, my Ami. It's the same question. What does Rashi say in the Shabbos? What does he say in the answer?
Shemeach Bora.
Go ahead.
Shehu Kelmach Nam.
So what do you need that for? He's saying Brachat Hashem. What do you? What's Lashon Rashi? Shua.
Shebara. Shemed Al Bara.
Shehu Kelmach Nam. Right. What do you need that for?
I mean, if you have Brachat Hashem, okay, yeah. Well, Kelmach so you have Melech.
Right. So then the Mevarach has to should say Amen too. You follow the Mevarach. Why doesn't the Mevarach say Amen? Why aren't you saying Kashan and Mevarach?
You can't say Amen to your own Bracha.
Yeah, but if you should have to, if you're going to tell me that you have to show Yiras Shemayim and there's no Yira there, so then you're going to have to do it.
Oh, they're very active.
If Amen is going on Baruch Atah Hashem, that there's no greater Yiras Shemayim than that. So what do you need Kelmach Naman for? What is Rashi? What's Lashon Rashi?
In Sinai?
Is it now in Shabbos? Shemayid
Albora Shehu Kelmach Nam.
How is he made Albora Shehu Kelmach Nam? How? My Sabracious is made. Where do you have made Albora? By Kiddush. So we say Vayachulu. Why? Because it's a good. You stand by Vayachulu because it's a good to say this. You're made on My Sabracious. So that's why Kel Melech Nemon means that he's made a Maisa Bracious. But if the Ami went on the Baruch Atah Hashem, so what do you need it for? You follow what I'm saying? It's not the guy that hears the Baruch has no Sheikhas the Baruch Atah Hashem. That's only the matir for the guy that has to eat. But the guy that's standing on the side doesn't have to say Baruch Atah Hashem. What for? But there's a Maisa Bereshis there, which if he doesn't say Amen, it looks like he's in denial of Maisa Bereshis.
Not every Bracha is Maisa Bereshis.
What? What?
You're saying he's verifying
that... He's verifying that God is Maisa Bereshis, that God is the source of Maisa Bereshis.
So let's say it's like the Sadeh Pesetzos.
So. That he gave us the Torah. Right. So he says Amen, Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Nesina Sator, like Avor Avah. I mean, there's two things in Krishna. There's Yotzer and Avarabba. That God is the source of the universe, and he's also the source of the Torah. It shows us Zvano. It's Zvano Lusante Patsitsis.
So your matir is because you're talking about my subversions?
So you what?
So you're saying his matir is because he's talking
no, about... No, that's not the matir.
So what's the matir say on it?
That's the Morris Kasher, my Yomim.
So you explain the answer or you not?
No, I didn't explain
it.
The answer is Kel Melech Nemon. That's the answer. The answer is the Kel Melech Nemon is the Matir. That is Ma'amein, that in Amein there's an acronym, which is Kel Melech Nemon. And the acronym is verifying that I'm not just saying that I confirm my Sabracious, but I'm saying that I'm Ma'amein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Allots me. You understand? With the Maisa Bracious, I'm being Ma'amin, and I'm saying, what does Rashi have? Rashi have it in Shabbos? That he's made it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nama. Okay? So, and Rashi and Sanhedrin, same thing. It's the same question. Okay? Because Amen has to have a Matir, and the Matir is the acronym. But the confirmation is going on the Maisa Bracious in it, or Maisa Bracious in terms of creating Torah. That's also Maisa Bracious.
So the matter is that he's because he's involved in being mayor.
And what?
In being mayor.
The matter is because he's saying Kel Melech Nemon Amen. It's as if he's saying two things. Kel Melech Nemon, he wouldn't be. He can't say just Amen. It's as if he's saying, Kel Melech Nemon, Amen. because he has to be, has to, there has to be a Kabbalas Yira Shemayim. Okay? So the Kabbalas Yira Shemayim is from the acronym. Otherwise, he's just saying, yeah, I agree that Kabbalah created the world. But what does it got to do with you? Okay? What's it got to do with you? I mean, you can't say that unless you say also that it's related to me and I accept it.
We have to have an affect on you.
That's correct. Otherwise, it's just a scientist. Okay? Take a look at Tyson. What does Tyson
say?
Yeah.
How can you affirm something? What were you to affirm?
He's saying, Baruch HaTor HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's...
That, well, maybe that's
that
the
you
point.
Have a right to say.
Maybe
you have a right to say, but the guy that's answering Amen
isn't saying that. He's saying it.
Well, the guy that's answering Amen isn't saying that.
Right. Right. Correct. So I'm saying. So how can someone say I'm just expounding on what you're saying. Maybe what you're saying is that when a person says Amen, in other words, he has no mate to say it.
That's
how
right.
can he do Shevach? Who is he to give the Shevach?
Right.
So maybe to do Shevach, you have to be Gavra Meshabeach. And when you say Kel Melech Neimar, you're being Gamer Shabeach, because now you're being made LaShem.
So that's
you're being Gamer Shabeach.
But that gives you a whole
different... That's the Mater. The Mater is don't do it. If
that's correct, but it gives you a whole different idea of Amen when you say
right.
Amen.
It's not just an affirmation.
Everybody thinks that Amen is ditto.
Right, it's not an affirmation.
It's
you
not
are
ditto. It's an affirmation of the Maaseh Bereishis and the Bracha.
No, I'm saying is, and you yourself are a Gavra Meshabeach at this point through the Amen. It's not simply
because that because you're saying Kael Melech Neimar Amen.
Correct.
That's the result you're citing.
I'm just saying that's how it works. Halachically, through the Amen, it's not just not an affirmation.
Right.
The matter is that you are now a Gavra Meshabeach because you're Nema, you're giving testimony
because you're being the Amen on yourself.
Right.
Okay. Take a look at Texas. What does that say in Shabbos? List Texas.
Aruch Hanina Kamach Naman. Tzorach Laharar Bo B'Shah Sh'omer Amen.
Tzorach Laharar Bo B'Shah Sh'omer Amen. So you have to be Maharar Belibo Keo Melech Naman Amen. Okay, because really when the Gemara is that's the sensitivity of the Gemara here. That it's a chutzpah for a person to just say, I confirm my separation. What do I got to do with you? So no, Kel Melech Neimar. That he's a Neimar. He's reliable. The Chachma of the universe is it goes back to Chachma Hashem, and it's built like it says in Tillam, all the Shvachos about the Chachma of the universe. So the Kel Melech Neimar is a matir for the confirmation of the Maaseh Bereishis. But Amen doesn't mean ditto. Everybody thinks Amen means ditto. There's no ditto over here because the only reason the other guy has a right to say Baruch HaTor HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is because he's a matir for his anoah. You're not being an anoah, so what are you saying Baruch HaTor HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Stam to say brachas? you're not allowed to do that. It's Baruch HaTor. Why can't a person just get up in the morning and say, no, Baruch HaTor HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Amotzei Lechem Min HaAretz? Not any, but it's true.
Right.
But it's a Baruch HaTor, you don't have a right to do it. You need a matir of being an anoah. So the guy that's answering Amen doesn't have that matter, so all right, does he have to say it? So the answer is he's not saying it. He's only confirming the Sipur Dvarim in the Bracha. That he has a right to do. But then there's another problem. So it looks like you're confirming the Sipur Dvarim in the Bracha, but where is your Kabbalah Sir Shemayim in order to do that? Can't you say I confirm it? So the answer is, it lies in the acronym of Kel Melech Neimar. So that's why Tosfos says, you must think that in your mind, Bishas Amiras, Amen. Do you follow? Mm-hmm. It's a whole different concept of Amen. I don't think most people understand what it is, but it's clear. I mean, can you say it any other way? Everybody is convinced that Amen is a ditto. But if it's a ditto, so you have to eat. You see, there's a question. You're not allowed to say Amen also, stop.
Right.
Why not? Because the matter for the Amen is the fact that you are there when somebody enunciated my sabratius and you don't want to appear, you have no right to appear like a kofar. So you say you confirm it, and you're makabel the God who is the source of that Maisa Bracious upon yourself, that he's Nemonai, he's Nemonai. He's Nemonai. Okela Nemon Bechol Dvarov. So that's but that's why you're not allowed to say Amen either. Just stop. It's a different matir. It's not as bad as saying a bracha vatolo, but it's also levatolo, you're not allowed to say it. I think the Achrona mentioned that, you know, levatolo, all right? Just that you know the bracha, because in Alexandria, in the big yeshul, they lift up the flag. So as long as you know it, you have to confirm it. And you're not allowed to confirm it unless God is related to you. In your mind, I mean, it's not just a Maisa Bracious. It's a Maisa Bracious that demands a Kabbalah Shemayim, a Yiras Shemayim, a Kabbalah Shemayim.
But you have to know which bracha they're saying?
Yes.
So if you're just in shul and somebody...
Because by the Sota, it's V'ansa Isha Amen, she's confirming. What is she confirming? She's confirming that she accepts the Allah. She's confirming that she accepts the Shrua. It's a confirmation. It has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shemayim over there. But you confirm, you always confirm a Sipwa Dvar.
So it's used in a different context.
You confirm a Sipwa Dvar. You're not confirming that God is Baruch. Because if you say, if you are, it's a Baruch HaVatali, you're not into it.
So there is confirming the Sipwa Dvar, but by a Baruch, it's the Sipwa Dvar, which is a Shevach, which
is not there. That's right. So that's why Taisha says that whenever you say Amen, you have to have in mind Kel Melech Naman. If you don't have in mind, you haven't got a matir. I don't think too many people in Israel know that.
If a person knows that he can't be Nizar, let's say he's in a rush and he's here, he's making a bracha, he's better off not making Amen, saying Amen.
He shouldn't say it.
Well, is that why you shouldn't say Amen to a kid's bracha?
Those three letters in that way, so that you should have the Kiyom Malach Nema.
Right. It's interesting because I won't say Amen, because that's not implicit in the thing, so you have to say it.
That's correct.
But it's like the word Amen could just be Amen, or it could be Amen Kel Melech Nema, because it's an acronym.
That's right. You have to. In other words, it was constructed in a way that there is a Kabbalah Sayira.
The potential of Kabbalah Sayira. If you think that while you say it, if you just say it, then it's just saying Amen.
And then you just confirm.
If you think it while you're saying it, then that's part of the... It's like you said, the Kel Melech Nema.
Right. That's correct. It's an amazing.
Okay.
This is also a whole big mix up there. When you say Kel Melech Nema, B'yachid, B'raudim, there's a whole thing over there. Go ahead.
Okay. Finds the Ramban in Brachos in the first. Okay. Kvarim in Be'ayaros, Lomar, Bein Abbas Olam, Krishma, Kel Melech Nema.
It was a minute like that. Apparently, it's a very old minute. It's a Berachas HaMitzvah for Krishma. And it could also be a Berachas HaMitzvah for what?
Berachas
Torah. What do you have to do to make it a Berachas HaMitzvah Torah? You have to be Lomed Al Asar. Right?
Right.
Okay.
What does that mean,
Lomed Al Asar? On the spot. In other words, right after you get finished. What do you usually say?
We hold that.
Okay. Shkol mitzvahs kulan tunos heim bracha or vasiyasim.
Right.
V'chem bahala, v'chem megillah, v'chem kriyas Torah, v'chol shkin kriyishma.
So it's definitely bracha mitzvah.
V'zehu she'amar behaskim.
Behistir.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a lot of different gears I was hearing. Achashikara kriyishma. Ein tzuch v'arach.
Lavarech, Shekvar Niftar, Ba'avaraba, the Birchas Shina and Torahi.
Right.
Allah Shetiknu Bekirishma, Shtaim Upanea, Mipneshez, Manatole, Beitzir Sa'or, Uv Ribasa. Aval Birchas Yos Ero, Marva Rabin, Birchas Shevachim, Kedimucha Bekluksa, the Hol Shalom Ra, and Oros, Miyamav, in a Paris Al Shema, who get precious. Birchas Abbas Olam, Birchas Mitzvah, Lachovas Kirish Al Shema. Bachanami Muchach Bishmaisa Darmalham
Hamamuna.
Hamamuna Baruchu, Darmalham Hamamuna Baruchu Brachas. Fikach Asunami Berchas Emes Viasa, Brachas Muchul Chavita. Kevin Shazu Berchas Hamitzvah, Hador Bar, Bechol Shmavarich, Al Mitzvahs, Al Peros, Vaona Ame. Achreyatzma bein bracha lemitzvah shehu tal gamar.
He's tal gamar.
Ukvar.
If he made the bracha.
If he made the bracha, then he said his own amen. Right. Ukvar pirtu zu be ferish birshalmi. Tani haporis al shema be over lufnei at the table. Ben osiyas kapava kori b'torah b'mafti b'navi b'mavarach alachas mitzvah mitzvos amuras b'torah lo yane achreyatzma amen. Any.
Avon itself of fire is a.
Oh, okay, I don't know. Again, mix up. I have that Avalani, but in parentheses, and then. Okay. Avalani, any sort of fire is a Shema first Rishon. Okay, Meduma, Shehu, Hafsik, Sarah Flachto, Ulbarach. Vachanami Bishmaiso, did Tol Baruch, Tol Baruch. Vachnation Nagu, Hutzrafti Lishom and Harav. Rabbi Meir Halevi, Veishiv Davar Barish Hu Tos, Veinu No Nog Bisvarad El Beretz Yisrael Bispatal Hashiva Shazemim Mekama.
Okay, what does he say? Well, what do you answer to? He answered the Adramah, the Rameir Balafia. So, what did he say? What did the Rameir Balafia say?
He said in Acharav, yeah.
He says Veishiv.
Veishiv Davar Barish Hu Tos.
Chutos.
Vainan Albus Farel Berserol.
That's right. Yeah, what do we have now? Oh, yeah. The Tourbillon Bay Sesame's man, what he said before. He was really very, very strong about it.
Oh, yeah.
He says it's the Yehovah with Losisod, Bachel Hashim, Chimel Batal, and the whole thing. Alright, go ahead.
Mahafas Mar Isi Tamid Sarfatim Makshim Baomer Biadenu Medrashagara. The Krishma Yeshba Reish Memchas Tevos, Kineg Eivar of Shaladam. So there's 248 words connected the Eivari
Eivar of Shaladam.
Uke Shemanu Einon Ela Reish Lamitas.
You have a problem.
Uvokshim Vo Machsol and Vaed, Shay Tzrich Chacham and Lomar Kid Isu Sachem Ve Kelnach Naman, Zem Mashliminosam.
So it's Mashlim the Reish Mem Ches. Okay.
Ubevadai Shekacham Ruchachamim Beyamadenu.
Beyamadenu. Beyamadenu.
Yamadenu. Beparshas Kedoshim to you. Amramani Berebi. Lotehe Krishma Kala Beynechem Ibnishiyesh Ba Reish Mem Ches Tevos Kimini Varim Shalohadam. Amar Karish Baruch Hu Im Lamarta Beshamarta. As Shelly, the Krosa Kitikuna, Ani Eshmar Shelcha. The Kaf, Dove Mikales, Shamrani,
Shamrani Kishim Basayan.
Basayan. Amalakash Bahu, Shmor Mitzosai Vichaya. Vichaya. Okay, the Akshav, Ani Sarech.
So they're saying that what the idea is that the Reish Mem Chesavorim shall Adam on a Shmorim on the day proper Krishma. Okay.
Lafiga chaya hachazan hazeh mevarach avas olam ve'atibur onin amin ve'korin kreishma b'fiyem shehi ha-mitzvah ha-mutelas al kol yachid v'yachid shehi mishanin b'fiv. ולהשלמו מניני ברם כפי המדרש הזה היו אומרים כלמלך נאמן במקום אמן ממה שאמרו מי אמן כלמלך נאמן.
So that's interesting, what does it say?
So he's saying that they would say Amen. They would say Amen and then read Krishna,
right? Right. They would say Amen. Oh, in order to mashlim the what?
The Reish Mem Ches. So they would say Kalmach Naman.
So they would say, so what is that? That's an interesting thing. Go for it.
Ve'asher shahayu onir Amen mamish ela shahamedrash mona osios shel Amen remes le tishlam ha'ivarim the kevan shehu no trikon Lugimel Tevos Asu Oso Kigimel Tevos Beremes Hamin Hazeh.
So what does he mess up again?
If they actually said once they said Amen, do they have to say Kelnach Nama?
Right. But in the first instance, what is he saying?
That they actually would say
B'makom Amen. They wouldn't say Amen. Okay, so his question, he was questioning whether they said Kelnach Nama instead of Amen. Whether, in other words, whether you could be Yotze Amen with saying Kel Melech Nema. That's an interesting question. Right. Because Amen really means I confirm. Right. But the Kel Melech Nema is understood as the Matir. Right. So one side is that the Kel Melech Nema is the Matir. So if you say the Kel Melech Nema, that's equivalent to Amen.
Right, you're not confirming though.
What?
But you're not doing this is what Amen is, no? You're not confirming. Like, that's a matya, but you're doing the matya without that, which is matya.
Oh. You have to be the Lashon of
Amen. And the second way of saying that you can't do that. Right. That the Kel Melech Neman is implicit and is there for a matya.
And it could count for three words. But
it could count for three words if you're mechavan to it. But you can't say Kel Melech Neman but makom Amen. It really is difficult for me to Ramban, the first Eretz. Yeah. And how could I say Kel Melech Neman b'makom Amen?
They would do when? Like after Rabba?
What?
Rabba's own?
Before Shema.
Before Shema.
Just then, but not after Yotzer Ma'aros? They would do specifically then so they could attack.
Well, they would do Amen. After Yotzer Ma'aros, they'd say Amen. There's no problem.
That's no problem.
So they'd hear so they could attach it to Shema.
Right. So the question is does the Amen count? Did they say Kel Melech Neman instead of the Amen, or did they just do Amen, and that counts for Kel Melech Neman after
Amen? Because they're thinking of Kel Melech Neman.
Right.
Because they're thinking of Kel Melech Neman. Because they're thinking of Kel Melech Neman.
So just think
of
the 48.
It goes like this. That in Amen, the first time it's all, that in Amen there are two ideas. Okay? One of them you verbalize, and the other idea you.
What?
The other idea, machavita. Okay?
And that gets you three words?
One second, forget about three words there. I'm going back to the basic halacha. That in Amen, that's what Teisha said, it has to be machavita, kem alch nema. Okay? So in Amen, there are two statements. One is overt. Is recited, Amen, and the other one is covert. You think of it, you machaven to it. But neither one is superior. They're both essential. Okay? But you can be Yotze, the covert one, through Kavana alone. Alright? But It's not because it's inferior that it could be Yotzei through Kavana. That's what the Ramban is saying. It's simply Allah in Amen that there are two ideas, and one you can be Mechavan to, and one you can say, and one you say overtly. So the Ramban says, so what's the difference if I switch it around? If I say Kel Melech Neman overtly, and I'm Mechavan to Amen.
But
he says that you have to be Mechavan to Amen?
I assume it's a definitely.
It's not the same thing.
Wow.
Because in Kel Melech Neman, you don't have the Amen. And Amen, you could say there's contained in it the Kel Melech Neman, because it's an acronym. But right. Where's in Kel Melech Neman?
It's an acronym. So you mechav into the Aleph Mem Nun.
But you're not saying the acronym.
What?
I mean, don't you lose the Amen?
Why? Why? There are two ideas. One of them you have to mechaven to, and the other one you have to say overtly. So you can switch it around either way you want. That's the first Eretz. So you're not yotze. I think that they will masakin that you say amen, that amen is over. But if you reverse it, it will also be good. And over here you reverse it because you need three words. Otherwise, you don't change the takana. But you're yotze either way. That's the first Eretz. That you can reverse it. It's reversible. Now, what don't you like about that? Significant. The Kael Melech Neman is, and the Ramban's first Eretz, that's equivalent to the overt, and that's why it's reversible. Okay? Alright. Yer Jezel, Omrim Kael Melech Neman, B'makom Omein, Mimasha Omru, My Omein, Kael Melech Neman. So what is he saying?
It's not equating it, Tom. It just seems that's the reason why I lie to say Kel Melech Neman, because you could have said Amen. It doesn't seem to say it's as if it's acting as Amen.
No, he does say that. He says, the Makom Amen.
Yeah, it's in the same place, though.
No, it's in place of it, but you mechuyev in Amen. So if it's not Amen, you're not going to be Yotzer.
No, but
is it because there's the whole
saying this? It's my saying.
What say again?
Because there's the this. It's really this. Referencing the.
If it's saying is that the question is like, is it saying it's like two forms of saying the same thing? It's like Amen and Kalach Nama. It's two forms of the same thing. No, the Amen. It's not like you're saying Kalach Nama, but it's sufficient as a matya since Amen could reference. So therefore, it's sufficient to be a matir to say the amen, because it references kalat lemon. But it's not like if you say kalat, you're saying amen. They're not two equivalent forms of the same word. It's a reference which serves as a matir.
So how can you say that? So that's worse. That's this question,
right?
What? What do you mean? It's a question.
Because now you're going to tell me that it's. That if it's just reference that is that, so now when I say Kel Melech Neman, it has that reference on me.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying, same shot. It's in the same shot. Same shot.
What about his question on the first shot?
For the first shot?
Yeah, if we want what's the first shot?
Right.
When the Gemara says "My Amen Kel Melech Neman," so how do you get in the Kel Melech Neman? So Taisa says through Hero. But what he's saying is that when they were masakin the Amen, they were masakin that it has a din amiras Kel Melech Neman.
And a din amiras Amen.
Yeah, and a din amiras Amen is both. Not like Taisa's. That's the very takana. That Amen has a din of two amiras, Kel Melech Neman and Amen.
And it follows that opposite is also true, that if you say Kel Melech
Neman. Right, Kel Melech Neman has a din of Amen also?
Yeah. So Kel Melech Neman is the same thing as saying Amen.
It's interchangeable.
That's what he says, Mimash Amru Mai Amen Kel Melech Neman. They said Amen, that's what it is. That's the substance of Amen. So it's Amiras Kel Melech Neman. So Amen and Kel Melech Neman are identical.
So according to him, you can answer Kel Melech Neman instead of Amen to a bracha?
Yeah.
According to him, you have to say that.
That's what I have to say.
So it's not it's a confirmation. It's always Kel Melech Neman.
It's both.
It's like Zachor Shammah?
Yeah.
The Dibur Echad.
Amen, the Kel Melech Neman, the Dibur Echad. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's a dibur of both.
You can accomplish that dibur through either one of them.
That's right, through either one.
So you wouldn't require kavana then, right?
No. I mean, you require kavana, otherwise.
But I'm saying you wouldn't say that if a person cannot be mekaveh, that he shouldn't do it, like we said before.
You mean because it's on the rescue of everyone?
Yes.
I'm not understanding that it's going to work without kavana. It's better than kavana, but I can't believe that it's going to work automatically.
You know that idea at the time you're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't.
You're asking a lot of.
Once you have the mirror. It's like if you listen to somebody else bench, you have to listen to every word. But if you bench yourself and your mind wanders, so it's still considered benching because you have the amira. That would be the same thing over here. You're right. You're right. Good point. You're right. Associated in one word. Read the second verse.
Says the first one, forget about
it. Esther Shaya un amen mamish, Elisha medrish mona osiosil amen remez le tishla malivorim. The kibin shahu no trikon, legimel tevos, asu oso kigimel tevos bremez aminineza.
What is he saying?
Can you repeat that? No.
I mean, he should say, like Taisa says, that since you machaven to kill Melech Neman, right, so therefore, you have the three words. He doesn't say that. He says, El Hashem Medrash Mona Osios Shel Omei, Remez Latashlam Aivor, the Kivan Shehunu Trikim Legimel Tevos, also to Gimel Tevos, the Remez Aminyan Hazeh. Now what's bothering him here is that the Kel Melech Neman doesn't apply here.
Because it's a separate idea.
Because the Kel Melech Neman is when I'm not chayav in the bracha. But when I'm chayav in the bracha, I don't need the Kel Melech Neman. Because then the Amen is like a ditto. The Mechavim to be Yotze. Every word that the Shat says. The Shat says every word, and the answer Amen like the Rambam says. It's Kilo Amar Basma. You follow? So he's bothered with the Kel Melech Neman doesn't have a Sheikhas over here. So that's why he says that not that you're Mechavim Kel Melech Neman. Because there's no reason to be Mechavim Kel Melech Neman. But he's saying that the Medrash is just saying that it's a remez for these three words to be mashlam the minion. So it's a remez biyama. Because Taisa's idea of being mechavan wouldn't work over here. Because what are you going to be mechavan to Kel Melech Neman for? There's no reason for it.
But according to the first answer, he's saying is that if there's a din of dibur, there's
a din of dibur.
Even where it's not really appropriate?
That's right.
I mean, once it's given a din of dibur.
Once again, a din of the objective dibur, so the moment you say Kel Melech Neman, you said on me.
And vice versa. Even if you don't need it, it's there.
Even if you don't need it, it's there.
But if it's a din of the hero of Az,
that's right.
The haro, it's relevant.
That's right. They made it all evil. Right? Interesting, huh? Interesting. Brachos for you. So you're being mechavan to every word in the Shnei Chsim, Shmei HaKa'ona. So you don't kill Melech Neman. So that's why he's reinterpreting. He's saying, but you see from the Medrash that there is no real... This is also a limud source. There's just a reference to these... it's just to be mashlim the... it's just a reference. Right, because since in some other place it's a remnant, it stands for. I don't say he disagrees with Thesis, but he's saying that since in some other place it stands for that, so they use the remez to be mashlim the minyan osios, minyan amila.
ואני אוהב לפניך כל מה שנהגו עכשיו שהחזן אומרו בקול ומשמיע לציבו להוציא עושה מידי חובה הוא עושה ואין עליהן חייב אלא שיהיו עונן אחריו עומן וכל שנהגו בו בלחש כל יחד ויחד חי בו אלא בפריסה שמע בסדר קדושה מפני שאין קדושה ביחד הוא מהכל הכל בכל כאחד ונהגו בפסוקים של סדר קדושה פסוקים בקול בתרגום שלהם בלחש כיוון שאין בתרגום משום דבר שבקדושה ואין הצורך עשר מכל מקום דבר ברוך הוא במברך אבס עולם בפיר שאינו עונה אחר עצמו אמן בין ביחד בין בציבור בין אנהרי זה בור בתור גמר הוא
Same a lot here.
That's pretty pretty tough.
I don't know what he's quoting. Yeah. He seems to say that he accepted the sheet that he yells at Kilmer.
He
yells. The second shot.
Pretty strong about it.
He's pretty strong about it, yeah. Okay, but I think you have to look at the footnote to see what he means there. I'll never take up the mark. It's interesting. Okay.